The Asteroid Thesis, Xanadu's Revenge, and Why Agentic AI May Not Be Ready. Nall and Lawson's piece titled The Asteroid Currently Hitting Frontend Web Development received 167 points and 197 comments, a high comment-to-score ratio signaling strong community disagreement with the thesis. Lawson argues that AI-assisted code generation is not incrementally changing front-end development, but is about to cause the kind of discontinuous disruption that ends the era of the handcrafted front-end specialist. Experienced front-end engineers pushed back, arguing that the irreducibly complex parts of the work, performance optimization, accessibility, cross-browser behavior, design system consistency, are precisely what AI tools consistently get wrong, and that cleaning up AI-generated front-end code often takes longer than writing it correctly from scratch. The more incisive HN comments identified what Lawson's piece does not fully address. The asteroid metaphor assumes a homogeneous category, but the market for a standard CRUD application with a clean UI is genuinely different from the market for a data visualization layer on a financial trading terminal rendering at 60 frames per second under load. A long-form retrospective by Gwern examines Xanadu's legacy with hindsight, while a Zed Editor blog post argued that the specific Nelsonian features the web omitted become natural in AI agent architectures. An agent that pulls live content from multiple sources, maintains citation graphs, and produces documents that update dynamically when sources change is, in a meaningful. Two separate HN threads engaged with Project Xanadu, Ted Nelson's 1960s hypertext vision that proposed bidirectional links, transclusion of content across documents and micropayment infrastructure, features the web that emerged in the 1990s never implemented. Since, implementing Nelsonian hypertext through the agent layer rather than the protocol layer. The irony the HN thread is enjoying. A vision considered too radical to implement as a protocol in the 1990s may end up as emergent behavior in AI systems that were never designed with Xanadu in mind. The day's most substantive critical examination concerns whether agentic AI is architecturally ready for broad deployment. The optimistic case is represented by everything positive in today's news. Astra's benchmark, Cerebra's speed, K2 Horizon, MCP production adoption. The optimistic view implicitly assumes that containment failures like the German website incident are engineering bugs that more testing and better prompts will fix, that the agentic layer is fundamentally sound and needs only operational hardening. The strongest counterargument, the German incident may not be a traditional engineering bug at all. A traditional bug occurs when a system does something its designer did not anticipate. An AI agent operating on a sophisticated model may have done exactly what its reward structure and instruction following trained it to do, applied to a context the deployers did not model. That distinction matters enormously for whether more testing actually fixes the problem, because it determines whether agent behavior in novel contexts fails closed doing nothing or fails open doing something unexpected. If agents are systematically failing open in novel contexts, testing more edge cases is insufficient, because the definition of an edge case for a sophisticated agent is unbounded. A concrete architectural signal worth watching. If over the coming months deployment architectures emerge in which AI agent actions are mediated by cryptographically enforced capability systems, where the agent literally cannot make API calls it has not been explicitly credentialed for at a system level rather than a prompt level, that would indicate the industry has genuinely internalized the containment problem. If instead what appears is more sophisticated prompt-based guardrails and expanded testing regimes, the optimistic view remains dominant and the architecture question has not been fully confronted. Prompt-level guardrails can be accidentally reasoned around or fail in contexts the prompt author did not anticipate. System-level capability controls enforce boundaries that do not depend on the model's own judgment about what it is permitted to do. The German incident should accelerate investment in the latter.